Darren, Carey and Sky, East Coast Radio.
It is the 21st of January in the year 2021. Good morning.
Darren Moore, Sky Shabalala.
What's happening, hey, y'all?
Stars and Stripes.
How's it?
Thursday. It's Thursday, right?
It is Thursday.
Okay, cool.
It is Thursday.
I'd like to speak like a poet today.
Okay.
I'd like to say that I feel great to good is where I wanna be's are something that sting you on the
knees.
Don't even go down there because you will
please.
I must say, first of all, props to that girl. I mean, she's young.
Amanda.
Imagine doing a poem in front of a president and a vice president and ex-presidents. Oh, but wait, the entire world.
It's kind of easier when you're a poet laureate.
Who phrases things in such a way that I just did not know where to stay or go.
You need to hang out with praise poets more.
No, I realize that, but the only time I've heard praise poetry is about like female things. It was always like very womb-inspired.
By the way, in places like Philly and Chicago, praise poetry evenings are more popular than comedy evenings. It's praise poetry, slam poetry. It's the thing.
Is that what you get taught though when you learn poetry? That you get that taught you, that phrasing.
That you could well be. I don't know. I'm not a. You spent more time in the States than I am.
Yeah, but I mean, apparently Missouri wasn't big on praise poets. good old St. Louis, Budweiser, no poetry.
Anyway,
how are you feeling today, Darren?
I am feeling an unbearable lightness of being. It just seems it's going to be so nice for the next 4 years to talk about other things that are happening in the world, not the absurdity of our leaders. It's just, and all the women that were represented at the inauguration yesterday, they'd obviously spoken to each other and they said the color palette is lilac and mauve.
Yeah.
And they were so regal, from Hillary Rodham Clinton all the way to Kamala Harris. And they just looked together and well put together.
Hold on. Regal, did anyone else see wonderful. It or was think just, that Dr. Biden's shoes looked like they were hurting her?
This is exactly my point. Isn't it amazing? The most controversial thing we could talk about is somebody's shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, praise. Hallelujah. Thank you that it is not a Muslim ban and that it's actually the First Lady's shoes. That's what I want to return to. That's why I'm so happy.
But
that's why I'm decked from head to toe in everything blue.
I got a question. Don't you feel like sorry or like awkward for Kamala?
Kamala,
the husband?
Yes.
Because he's going to be the first one in that role as a man.
I
kept looking at him, bro, and I'm like, jeez, this looks awkward.
Why does it feel emasculating? Because it shouldn't, but it totally did. It did. Yeah, I also felt like that. I was like, oh, sorry, you go do the dishes.
It's the first time, and it is different. Like, it's the first. It's only the 46th presidency where the first person, or no, the first lady is the first gentleman. The first.
Second gentleman.
Well, that's the thing. Is it a second?
He's not even the first gent. He's the second.
No,
he's
the second. That's
so hectic.
Prince Philip all over again.
Darren, Carey, and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Whole thing.